Fire away.
Do you think Hakeem is active Sunday? Has he? I guess I should start by asking him, has he made enough strides in learning your offense?
He's definitely made some progress. He's got some work on our stuff and in the look team, and it looks like he's in good shape. He's catching the ball well, and is coming along nicely.
What do you view him bringing to the table for you guys?
He's a big, big veteran target. Has a lot of experience. He's made some plays and stretch runs before, and it's good to have him here.
Where do you stand with your offensive line at this point, with the possible shuffling of guys, and how confident are you?
Very confident. Yeah, very confident. We had a good week this week. Dallas came in. We haven't missed a beat so far up front, and he does a nice job directing traffic for us. And we'll need a big week from those guys this week. Washington does a nice job up front creating some havoc.
You mentioned that Hakeem has made plays in a stretch run before. Was that something you felt as an offense you needed to add? As you know, a lot of guys maybe haven't had this experience with a playoff push.
No, I think Coach said it best when he said he was the best guy out there. Yeah. And we're fortunate that he was out there. He came in and, you know, he's doing a nice job. He's working at it, you know, putting in some extra time, learning it, spending some time with Sean and Ryan Roeder, you know, putting the time in after practice and in the evenings, and has had a nice week.
Ben, when you guys, obviously you talked a couple weeks ago about Eli and Odell and that many targets, you want to increase the percentage. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, when you look at Odell, obviously there's a ceiling at some point.
Right.
We're not seeing it. What do you need to see from him to get better, the idea of getting better and produce more than what he has?
Well, he's done it this week. You know, when you practice, you make mistakes. That's the cycle. You practice, you make mistakes, you fix the mistakes. And you have a chance to execute and move on and learn from there. And he's done it a couple times this week in practice, and that's, you know, the evolution of a young player. You're a young player, you have to go out, you have to practice, you have to make those mistakes in practice, fix them later in the week in practice, and then execute in the game. And not just him, that's all young players, and all players, really. And that's just the evolution of it. And, you know, he's a young player who's been productive and has a chance to, you know, he's working at being a pro. And that's part of it.
You guys do self-scouting, self-evaluations during the bye week, right? When you looked at the running game, what do you see and what do you think gets better there?
We saw some concepts that we do better than others. That doesn't mean you get away from things. That means you work at them to improve. You see what individual players do, you know, what they do best, and you try to help them where they need help the most. And in the run game, we were winning the down at a fairly decent clip. We need to eliminate the zero negative yardage runs that hurt you. And, you know, the other thing we do is when we get a chance to have a one-on-one, we need to break an arm tackle and take it to the house. That's something we haven't done.
What did you see from the red zone, and what do you need to do to improve in that area?
Saw 5 turnovers. We're number 1 in the league in turnover ratio. Defense and special teams are doing a great job getting us the ball, and we're taking care of it fairly well. But half of the giveaways are in the green zone. So when you turn the ball over 5 times down there, you have problems. 9 penalties, dropped balls, missed throws, and mental errors. And our focus needs to increase the longer you drive the ball. And that's a major factor in it. So, you know, you have 5 turnovers, you lose 5 possessions and 5 opportunities to score right there off the bat. When the field shrinks and you have longer down and distances to go, it makes it a lot harder and a lot easier to call defense. And that's what we need to do. We need to focus on the details, chase the details, not touchdowns. We need to rip off a couple big ones. And we need to minimize the zero and negative yardage runs when we're getting hit in the backfield and beaten, whether we just get back to the line of scrimmage or lose 1 or 2, we need to get those out of our system.
It sounds to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, it sounds like, you know, that's on the backs to do that more than anything else that you're saying.
Well, no, it's everyone's involved in that. Yeah, it's not one group. There's enough to go around, and I'm included. But we need one, you know, for the backs, you know, the biggest thing for the backs is they need to be aware of the situation. When there's, you know, 1 yard to go, they need to get that yard. On 3rd and 1, when you get 1-on-1 with a safety, we expect our backs to beat that safety and take one take one the distance. And we haven't done that yet, and it's a challenge, on them to do that. And we expect them to do it, and we count on them to do it.
Do you anticipate continuing to distribute their workload the way you have in terms of rotating those guys, or might we see changes there?
At this point in time, yeah.
When you talk about breaking an arm tackle, which back has been the best at that so far?
They've each had their moments. They've each had their moments. I don't know that one sticks out one way or the other. Andre's a big physical guy, and he gets a body one-on-one in the hole. He's pretty good with it. Shane has some wiggle to him. They each have their own skill set. Rashad does a nice job. He's had some nice second-half runs in games where he's come out. So we just need to play the way we're capable of there.